And now it's time for our Tech Talk segment. David Snell at XSmart IT. David, good morning.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Rob. Sorry for the technology challenges this morning. The phones weren't working.
Oh, no, I know. Sometimes the tech guy is not immune.
No, he cannot control that part, okay? You know, David, tries to control all, but some technology is outside of our own control, and phones certainly have been one of those things. Let's get into the topic then, David. GPT-5 is here. OpenAI's most powerful model yet. OpenAI officially launching GPT-5. Tell us about this.
Well, so the thing about it is that there was question marks at the end of that about being the most powerful model yet, because there's a lot of concerns about this new OpenAI that they just released. But anyway, it's supposed to be the most powerful model. It is supposed to be smarter. A better language model. It's better used with voice. My God, I got all kinds of phones working here. My goodness.
Oh, boy. Oh, it's, wow. I love that ringer.
That's like
I haven't
an
heard
old fashioned
it. I know.
Yeah, it's kind of. Boy, is that old fashioned, huh?
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that in a house since my grandmother's.
Is that a rotary phone?
I love it.
Yeah.
Is it?
Is it a rotary?
It sounds like a rotary phone. Oh. Yeah. It's got that special little bell in it.
Yeah, I know. I love that. Yeah. Because, you know, it's a bell. Remember that when you actually could shake the phone and hear
I
the bell?
I loved that. You know, it was so fun.
Or, you know, when people slam the phone. You guys remember that?
Oh, totally. Boom.
Yeah.
Yep. So
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, you did once with an iPhone. It doesn't work very well.
No. I know. You got to, like, and then you'll jam your finger because you'll, like, press the N button so furiously. And then you almost like, oh, my goodness, my finger.
Not the same as hanging up. Yeah.
No.
Well, so.
So anyway.
I love that phone.
Let's get back to ChatGPT.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's smarter, faster, and more capable than any model before it, but many people are having challenges with it. It's not supposed to hallucinate as much as the old one has.
Oh, great. Perfect.
So we'll see how that goes. there are improved safety mechanisms and better instruction following, so it's supposed to be able to get you better answers. Some of the new features, you can have personalities. You can choose like a cynic or a robot or a listener or even a nerd. Rob would like that one, I'm sure.
Yeah, I would.
And then you can pick your chat colors. You can do the other thing that really fascinated Pam was that there's an API, which is an advanced program interface, so you can connect this into other software. For instance, you can connect it into Google. You can connect it into Gmail.
Mm.
Lots of ways you can get this working for you in all the different areas that you work and play.
Do we trust this Google integration as far as data breaches go? I know that you're always on the nose about that.
You know, I really don't think you can trust anything.
True.
Google or anything else, so it's we take our chances.
Yeah.
I think that we can all pretty much say that we know that our information is out there on the web.
Yeah.
And if we're doing the things to proactively protect ourselves, then there's really nothing more that we can do.
Right, absolutely. So, David, I heard this very interesting point of view yesterday or a couple days ago about AI and ChatGPT, and it said, you know, if you're resistant to AI now, it's parallel to the people who were resistant to the beginning of the internet. Do you happen to agree with that statement?
You know, I agree, because AI is not going away.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, and on an offbeat subject, just yesterday there was an announcement that, if you want to remember, AOL dial-up.
Yep.
Yes.
So they stopped it. They turned it off.
Oh.
I know.
What?
I remember that.
We should play it one last time.
Speaking of the phones, right? I remember the old dial-up of my dad. He had an AOL email account. Does that AOL will still have their email, right? Do they still have that?
Yeah, I think you can go in from a web browser.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I know. That's very sad. I'm going to pour one out for the AOL dial-up. It's finally ceased to exist. And, I've become increasingly more resistant to AI and ChatGPT. I don't know why.
Shutting down its dial-up internet service. It's viewed as perhaps a dinosaur by today's digital standards.
There you go. Okay, there you go. You want to hear some of that noise. All right, so AOL shutting down its dial-up internet service. And but yeah, so David, and you're saying you're becoming more resistant, Beth?
Yeah, you know, I feel as if we have enough internet that does a lot of automated processes for us already, you know, because I used to use ChatGPT as a thesaurus, and then I was like, let me just use the thesaurus website, mm-hmm. you know, and so yeah. I've just kind of been backing off and just using my traditional internet discovery means.
So you're using that for internet discovery, for searching?
Yeah, so I'm just doing like what I usually did before ChatGPT.
Yeah, looking for stuff
came
online.
Came on the scene, yeah. You know, just doing a regular, you know, going to the sites that I usually go to.
I'm thinking that it's going to become in every aspect of our lives in the future.
I know.
And it's getting there faster all the time. So you're not going to be able to avoid it unless you totally disconnect.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's a wise move for anybody these days.
Right. No. We got to learn how to, like, play with it and use it as our tool, because you're right, it's not going away.
Well, that's what they were saying, like, what happens to the people that will only grow up only having ChatGPT, that never had the encyclopedia in the house or had a book in the library or even, you know, as you said, the first days of looking for something on the internet.
Yeah,
it's going to be interesting. It's going to change. It is changing the way we all live and work, and it's not going to go away. So ChatGPT-5 is here.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes. You know, there's new features. There's a lot of backlash. The replies are shorter and less useful. There are now usage limits that are stricter. And some folks say it feels like a downgrade.
Feels like a downgrade. Okay. Well, I suspect that someone will just continue to keep coming up with a better thing eventually, because I don't even know how this latest one will be here. I feel like it's even moving faster than we can get used to one model.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that I wrote in the article, we should wait a couple weeks, if that long, and let's see what Google's Gemini comes up with to battle ChatGPT. Mm. So we're in the midst of this AI war now, and we'll see how it goes. It's going to be moving faster all the time.
All right. David, where can people go to read the latest blog?
But as long as you're not using AOL dial-up,
go
to xsmartit.com. Click on my blog link.
xsmartit.com. A lot of fond memories of the dial-up.
I agree.
Yeah.
I remember trying to, like, stifle it because I wasn't supposed to be on the internet at that time of day.
Oh.
And I was like, shh,
AOL.
Shut your mouth.
AOL, quiet.
You're being so loud, dial-up.
No, it's giving you away, Beth. All right. David Snell, xsmartit in Wareham, every week at this time on WATD. Thank you, David.
Have a great day, guys.
You too.